the first Christian martyr. God's power was on Stephen. Several Jewish groups tried to debate him, but found they were no match for his wisdom and power. They decided to spread lies about him and say that he blasphemed God. These rumors spread throughout the city until guards came and took him to the governing council. Men stood up and lied about him. They said, "He said that Jesus is going to tear down this temple and change everything that Moses gave us." They turned and looked at Stephen, when suddenly his face became like that of an angel. The high priest spoke up, "Are you guilty of these things?" Stephen said, "God said to Abraham, 'Leave your country and go to a place I'll show you.'" Stephen continued on by giving a brief history of Israel. He told how God promised to give Abraham the land and make his descendants into a great nation. Abraham believed God even though he didn't have any children. Eventually, he had a son named Isaac who had a son named Jacob. From him came the 12 tribes of Israel. His descendants were made slaves in Egypt. Stephen said, "God used Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. Moses told the people that there had come a great prophet who would be like him." Stephen told how King David wanted to build a temple for God, but it was his son Solomon who actually built it. Finally, he said, "You're a rebellious people with cold hearts. You resist the Holy Spirit just like your forefathers did. They persecuted all the prophets, and now you're walking in their footsteps. You've betrayed and murdered the righteous one." The council flew into a rage. They cried out against him. Through it all, the Holy Spirit controlled Stephen. He looked up and said, The heavens are opening, and I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God." The crowd put their hands over their ears and screamed as loud as they could. They grabbed Stephen and took him out of the city and threw him on the ground. They gave their coats to a young man named Saul. They then took large stones and threw them at Stephen. While the stones were hitting him, Stephen looked up and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he prayed, "Lord, forgive them for this sin." With that, he died. This started a great persecution of the church in Jerusalem. Saul led a mob that pulled men and women out of their homes and threw them into prison. Because of this, many believers left Jerusalem and went to surrounding areas. Still, the apostles stayed in Jerusalem.